Hi, this is Tyson,
Charlie,
Salas,
and we're
Magical Beautiful
from Chicago, Illinois. You're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Many people like to eat crab cakes as well as soft and hard shell crabs in the summer. But here's something to think about. It is estimated that 75% of the adult stock of blue crabs is removed from the bay each year by harvesting. It takes three of these crabs to make one crab cake alone. This harvest occurs at the peak of the blue crab summer mating season. Even though a female can lay up to 8 million eggs, only a few will survive to adulthood. Blue crabs are the most important fishery of the Chesapeake Bay. If people want to keep eating them, they must make sure there are enough blue crabs left to reproduce and sustain their populations.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call 301-277-7111.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Is this thing on? Let me know. Hey guys, so guess what? It's me. We're back, Glock and Rari. Except today, I might have baited you guys because Weda isn't exactly here with me in person. But she is in spirit, and think about that. She's here with us right now in this very room. Listening over us, watching over us, making sure we don't have too much fun without her. So just keep that in mind while you're listening into this show, because, you know, that's always important. And yeah, welcome back, guys. What's going on? Literally talking to no one right now. What's going on? Well, me personally, I'm doing pretty okay. And I got locked out of the station. And I couldn't get in. And I was like, what? Why the hell is the door locked? Like, what? Who is coming in here? Who wants to get in here, girl? Nobody wants your cookie. Nobody wants your juice. Like, we do not care. Unlock the doors, bro. What's the worst that's gonna happen? On the other hand, I get stuck outside the door for like 30 minutes and can't get inside. Like, okay. Also, did you see that it's snowing outside? Perchance. Who saw that coming? Not me. Who checked the weather today? Not me, also. But that's okay. Also, I want to say shout out Emily Pena, Kevin Okeke, and Emma Jaholski. It's their birthday week, guys. Tell them happy birthday. Text them. If you know them, text them right now. Tell them happy birthday week from Glock and Rari. They love you. We love you. I love you. And I want you. Text them that. See what happens. Anyways, guys. So today, it's honestly like, I didn't come in here with a plan. There's no plan. There's nothing I can really do about that. And so I'm just gonna, you know, play some songs for you. And hopefully you don't hate them, but if you do, I'm open to constructive criticism as well. Just, you know, send it to my email, P.O. Box. That'll be all in the link in bio. So first, we're going to start off with some songs, I guess. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do some songs that I personally have felt connected to this winter break, and yeah, that's what we're gonna do today. First off, I'm just picking from what I'm seeing here. We're gonna go with Mimosa, Lucy Bedrock. This is also a tribute to Weda, because she has been loving Lucy Bedrock lately. And I miss her. Can I say that? Let me know. Oh, also, I'm still figuring stuff out, so if this is Chop, don't let me know about that.
Closer. The voices are coming back.
I just wanna love you. I would never ever put nobody up above you. I just wanna kiss you, baby. I just wanna hug you till the end, baby, till the end. Say we'll be fine, say we'll be together. Selfish of me to ask, since I'll be the reason we don't last forever. Wish that you knew all that I do to make this thing go right. Promise to be all that you need. I won't leave you, baby, no. Cause I just wanna love you. I would never ever put nobody else above you. I just wanna kiss you, baby. I just wanna hug you till the end, baby, till the end.
Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gotta hold you. Cause I'm right.
You waiting, waiting on a good thing. When the time's right, you should let me get to know you, baby.
Well, I just wanna put it on you. If you want to, baby, tell me what you gon' do, girl. I can make you feel perfect, girl, you're worth it. I just need to see you work it, girl.
Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gotta hold you. Cause I'm
Hey guys, I'm back. Just wanted to let you know you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, Maryland. That's College Park, Maryland. Don't get it confused with any other college park in the country. There's no place I'd rather be. And just to let you know, the songs that you just heard were End Credits by Pearly Drops and Right Here featuring Drake, of course. By Justin Bieber, of course. That was requested by my sister and Esmet, Arwan Esmet. Hey guys, shout out to them. Thank you guys for tuning in, you know, on your long drive. I'm glad to be here as part of that, and I hope you know just how treasured you make me feel each and every day. And love you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Tell me all about it sometime, for sure. Anyway, that was for them. Thank you guys for requesting a song. And yeah, honestly, guys, let me tell you about some things. We're going to talk about winter break and what happened then. It's really weird not having someone here because I genuinely don't know who I'm talking to. And the silence is greeting me back with every word I say, and it doesn't feel good, let me tell you that. Isn't it just, you know what, I'm not gonna finish that thought, but what I will tell you about is winter break. Honestly, guys, winter break was nothing burger. It was a nothing burger, and it was big for playing video games, though. I do miss that. I finished Disco Elysium. If you're familiar with that game, it's really, really good. If you're into like long dialogue and really the whole game being just dialogue and like cool art, which I really liked, but maybe not too many people's cup of tea, as the saying is. But I really liked the like narrative direction that game took, because it was like something I hadn't played before, and so I really liked it. So check it out if you can. Pirate it even. Hey, get a little crazy. It's 2026. Pirate everything, but don't tell them that I told you that. And what else? I went to New York for a couple days. Congrats to Tasneem, if she's listening. She just graduated, and so I went to her graduation in Staten Island, and it was very beautiful, and it was very nice. And Staten Island is always a great place to visit. Honestly, shout out Staten Island. Love you. Mamdani's New York. Went to New York during Mamdani's era, and I felt changed. I felt different. The air was different. The pollution was different. The train system felt different. Something was different about that air, and I can't put a finger on it, but trust. Something was changing all around us. I feel it. And honestly, other than that, didn't really do much of anything. I reread Hunger Games because I just missed that book, that series. I have to remove myself from the fact that, like, it's written by a white woman sometimes, because I'm like, what's going on? Where are we? What's happening? But once I do that, it's honestly a fire series. Really like it. Would recommend. If you haven't already, go check that out, guys. Not a lot of people know about it. Some people maybe have never read it. Pick that up at your local library. Pick up a book. Read a book. Honestly, just read anything. Read the signs as you walk through the snow today, if you're walking. If you're listening to this and you're walking, look up. Don't look down at the floor. Look up at the sky and at the trees and find something to read, okay? Just to prove to yourself that you can. Read the road sign. Read the building name. Just to remind your brain, oh, this is a skill that I have. Sometimes we need that, and that's what they won't tell you, and that's what they won't talk about. So I'm going to be the one to tell you, because I care about you and each and every one of you. I care about you and your well-being. And yeah, like, do you ever like feel the need to remind yourself that you can like jump and like scream and like you're in control of like your body? Who relates? Who can relate? Hey. Anyway, other than that, yeah, not really much to say. Nothing burger break. Media consumption was great for that, though, let me say. And now that we're back and semester is kind of in full swing, it's really jarring to me that we have to do any of this. And I don't really know what to do anymore, because now I have to, like, have a good sleep schedule and like do things, and I can't get myself to do them because I've just become accustomed to this new routine. And especially with the snow, the first week of classes, supposed first week of classes, which wasn't actually the first week of classes, who could have guessed that that would have happened? But anywho, let me play you guys something that maybe will remind you of the past, something that will remind you of better times when things were good. And let me know if you feel that way after you hear this, and just give me a second to pull it up, because I'm not timing this properly at all. But just listen. Any minute now.
No. No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
Let me know if you guys felt moved by that, or like what exactly you felt after listening to that. Because I have a lot of thoughts myself, but I just don't really care to share them. So, yeah. That's something, and that's something. Guys, if you are listening in and you have a song you want to hear, something that's really resonated with you over the weeks, please send it to me and I will play it for you. Because I honestly don't know. Oh, I honestly don't know what to show you guys. Like, you know what? Okay, this is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. I am gonna go and find something really special. And I'm about to play it right now. And then we're gonna have a discussion afterwards. Or maybe not. Maybe you won't ever hear me again for the duration of this show. Who knows? Only you can find out. And that's if you stay and listen. And really listen. Active listen. Don't just put in your earphones and walk away from the phone. Listen. Take notes. Do something with this knowledge that you're receiving from me. So, let's play the song, okay?
Something new. Oh, we're all just babies.
talk, baby talk.
Chuba, my baby, Chuba, Chuba.
Hello, stranger.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chupa, chupa, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh. Stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Chibop, chibop, my baby. Oh. Chuba chuba, my baby. Chuba chuba, my baby. Chuba chuba, my baby. Chuba
chuba,
my
baby. If you're not gonna stay, please don't tease me like you did before, because I although it seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. 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 Chibop, chibop.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm not even gonna lie to you just now. My laptop just died. So, that part. Well, this is kind of awkward. I'm sorry about that. Let me just get my charger. But in the meantime, I'm going to explain myself for some of these picks that I played. Basically, Pink and Blue by Outkast. Kind of self-explanatory. That album, Speakerbox Dash? No. What is that? No. Yes. Dash the Love Below. That is a dash, right? I'm losing my mind a little bit. That album, though. What an album. What an album. It is so good. It's honestly perfect. And I love it very much. Self-explanatory. Blue. Pink Pantherist. So basically I saw this and I was like, wait, Pink and Blue. Blue. Wait, hold on. Think about it. What do those two things have in common? Colors. Colors. Blue. Pink. And so there you have it. Then we have Hello Stranger, Barbara Lewis. So, basically, the other day I watched Moonlight for the first time, and if you know me, you know I have not stopped talking about this movie. It was just, like, so beautiful. I don't even know how to explain, like, the feelings I had when watching it. It was, like, so, it touched something in my soul, in my body. Wait, pause. But yeah, I felt very moved by that movie, by the soundtrack, everything about it. I love movies that are filmed in chapters. I love that. And obviously I love queer media as well. And this movie is just very beautiful. Honestly, not really seeing where I can... Oh, never mind. Never mind. And then Open Season, the song that... Or sorry. Yeah, the song that got cut off just now. That is from Pitch Perfect. I don't know if you guys remember. But recently I also watched Pitch Perfect with my roommates. And while watching that movie, I was like, wait, who remembers? This song is actually really beautiful. But also, why was that movie so gay? Why is that a piece of queer media in and of itself? And that may seem crazy to say because she gets with a guy at the end of the movie. But listen, hear me out. Hear me out. Why? Okay, I forget the girl with orange hair's name, but like, what was going on there? I know you know what I mean. The shower scene. Why are you showering together? First meeting and you're showering together. It's giving heated rivalry. It's giving Shane and Ilya. It's giving something else. Gay. Gay people. Only gay people step into showers together and do who knows what after that. Something we surely can't talk about on air. But yeah, it was really gay, surprisingly enough. And I really enjoyed it. And I was like, wow, wait, this movie is so awesome. Yeah, I'm not really sure if I'm gonna be able to, like, get my laptop to work. So, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry for letting you down. I really didn't mean for it to happen this way. But yeah, those were my picks, and I hope you liked them. And, you know, I hope you're enjoying your day. If you have anything that you want to get off your chest, hey, let me know. Let me know right now. The floor is yours. Shoot me an email. Write me a message. Somehow. There's so many ways these days. So, you know, I'm sure you can figure it out. Also, guys, who remembers the soundboard from way back when? Guess what? It's here.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man? Get your ass on, man.
So that was just like kind of a little taste of like what we have going on here. Honestly, guys, you're not going to want to miss this semester. We have big things planned. We have, boom, all new soundboard. Boom. New guest stars coming soon. And it won't just be me talking. That's exciting. Boom. We have more actually themed episodes that we're going to... That sounds crazy to say, but I swear to God, we will have themes and things to talk about. Trust, that will happen. It's not going to be as dysfunctional as today it might have been. Boom. What else? Can't really think of anything. $1 million. Each and every one of you will get $1 million. But it's like kind of this thing where you have to choose like, what you want. Like, if you've been with us for a long time, you've been listening to us, you know, let us know. We want to connect with you. We want to reach out to you. We want to be there for you. And we also want to give you this special offer that we have here at Glockenroy Incorporated, where we, you know, you can choose between maybe $1 million that you want, or maybe even sleeping in a chamber filled with fire and bow and arrow, poison, gas, all those kinds of things. And you kind of get the choice there, just because we don't really want to pressure anyone into anything they don't want to do. And so that's kind of why we get like, we have the two options there, just for that kind of thing. If that's like something that interests you, let us know. Like, honestly, like, this show is for you guys at the end of the day, right? Like, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you because I care about you. So, yeah, just keep that in mind throughout everything. And I really hope you enjoyed this hour that you got with me, because I sure did. I was having a blast the entire time. You know, we have 10 more minutes left, and I just wanted to say, like, go out and have fun, guys. Come on now. I really, like, just, I come on here, and I just, yes, I want to say some bullshit. I'm sorry. Let me do that. Okay, what's really interesting, though, is that today, and actually right now at this very moment, Matthew Patrick, a.k.a. Game Theory himself, the guy behind the theory, is here on campus, maybe even like 150 feet away from me, but don't quote me on that. And I've been thinking about that this hour. I'm like, wow, he's really here. That's crazy work. A lot of the time, like, it's hard for me not to picture him as the cutout image that he uses in all his videos, because like it's just hard for me to separate the art from the artist, like the cutout from the MatPat. And so I feel like it would be kind of crazy to see him in person. And I hope he does the pose, honestly. I hope he hits it. I hope he hits... I honestly just hope he's, like, giving some really awesome advice. And I'm kind of sad that I don't get to hear it, but that's okay. I'm sure it wasn't that fire anyway. Like, probably sucked. It probably sucked real bad. And actually, I just found out that you don't get to meet him, actually. Like, it's not a meet and greet for everyone. It's only a meet and greet for people who, like, won the competition, which is, like, crazy, because why not me? And why not me included in that, in the meet and greet? I thought I was going to get a meet and greet. I got the ticket. I went in line and I got that ticket expecting to meet him. And that just wasn't the case. I didn't even win the meet and greet giveaway. So what's the point, really, if you think about it? But I'm really excited for the drag show later this semester. I can't wait to see what that's going to be like in April. I've gone to the past two and they were beautiful. So, and just so much fun and joy. And I'm excited for that, honestly. Excited to graduate. I'm graduating this semester too. Since we're talking about life updates, I hope to graduate this semester. I don't know what's going to happen after that, but trust. Graduation will be seeing me, hopefully, if I pass my classes. One of my professors is, like, really kind of interesting, though, so we're going to see if this ends up being the case. Other than that, okay, one last thing. If anyone is still listening and, like, has listened this far, guys, you are about to hear some gold right now. Actual, pure gold. And you have to, like, actually, like, take in every word that I'm saying and sear it into your brain so you remember to come back to this thought when the time is right, okay? So, this semester, we have plans to start a fan fiction club. And I paused there so that you could really take in that information. Yes, we're starting a fan fiction club. Yes, a fan fiction club. Guess what? It's real. It's happening. We are going to, and you might be thinking to yourself, okay, like, what does that mean and what does that entail? And like, how can I join? Like, I really want to join. This is so interesting. Well, I knew you would say that. And so, you know, that's why I'm telling you now, is because I kind of want to get you excited for what's to come. I don't want to give it out all right now, because then you're not going to be excited for the rollout. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what we're doing here. If you're interested in any kind of fandom, fan art, fan fiction, edits, if any of that is you, if you love to ship people in media, if that's your kind of thing, come to this club, bro. Trust. We're going to curate a space where you can feel free to do that in front of us, and we won't call you weird. We'll encourage you. Like a family, like a community. Like a community should do. Uplift each other, okay? And that's something that everyone needs to learn about these days. And yeah, keep a lookout for that, because we will for sure be publishing a fanfic by the end of the semester that will go viral. We're going to get maybe a Netflix show, recreate adaptation. We're going to post it on Wattpad, AO3, all the platforms. We want 100,000 readers. That's our goal. That's the milestone, and we're going to hit it. So, but you don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be a writer. Just be who you are, okay? And we accept anything and everything, bro. Anything and everything. So come and join us and talk to us. And yeah, that's kind of that part of it all. And also my laptop is working now, so I can play a final song to say goodbye. And what better way to say goodbye than with something I think everyone honestly has been asking for, has been, you know, just telling me, like, why haven't you played this yet? And where is this one song? Like, it's all I've been dying to hear and you haven't played it yet. And I'm like, okay, guys, I know. So that's why I'm playing it for you right now. So I hope you enjoy.